I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned, and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to season 15 and episode number 3,291. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. The Men's Room. On tap today, it is a random question. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, shoe brands, and superhero villains. We will play Profile This. Plus headlines, Men's Room shot of the day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clap.
Drink it to John. All right, here we go. Visitors and staff at a Switzerland zoo get to see a live Siberian tiger feeding in the flesh. Meanwhile, a DC man holds firework above his head and lights it. Finds the wound in his head is fresh. 103-year-old man celebrates by falling from 14,000 feet in the sky. A bachelor party leads to the groom-to-be being that kind of a guy. And a strip club reports 13 cases of coronavirus, 12 employees, and one guy who works next door at Checkers. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the zoo. It's a fantastic and mildly educational way to enjoy an afternoon with family. And that was the case over the weekend at the Zurich Zoo in Switzerland. Until guests watched in horror as a Siberian tiger attacked and killed a zookeeper. To give you an idea how graphic the scene was, zoo officials, they offered professional counseling for anyone who witnessed the attack. So maybe the zoo is not the thing to do. Maybe if you want to have a fun afternoon, go to the amusement park. What could possibly go wrong? That's just what one woman in France decided to do. She was celebrating her two-year-old son's birthday at Parc Saint-Paul, a little bit north of Paris. Well, she fell to her death from the roller coaster. So the zoo is out. Amusement parks are out. Maybe we just take a tranquil vacation. We commune with nature. We'll go somewhere like the Grand Canyon. Actually, maybe we won't. A woman there fell 100 feet to her death over the weekend. Now, personally, I had a great weekend. Didn't die or nothing. So here I am. But these are some of the stories that we saw over the weekend, and it's stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of a random question. This is how it works. You call us. We will ask you a question at complete random. And after you share your story, we'll share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be part of the big show, the Random Question Question. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, the show's head. Away we go. Welcome to Season 15, Episode 3291.
As Steve rides into his horse.
That's right.
Pokey. What was the donkey's name? You're on a donkey.
It was a donkey. It was not a horse. And yes, his name was Pokey. I can't
imagine
explain
Steve
it.
Riding in right now to show him Pokey the donkey.
Man, Pokey, man, we just hit it off.
Yeehaw. What a big, big show we have for you today. Oh, man, what a guaranteed future repeat. We're going to have to take a vacation day one of these days. A big show, as your guess is as good as mine, coming up. The categories are going to be your top 10 favorite athletic shoe brands of all times, your Adidas's of the world. And
oh, spoiler alert.
Nike and all that stuff. You guarantee that's on there. And we have the top 10 superhero villains. Both in the Marvel world, the DC world, as I gander at this list, I see it seems as the popular superhero villains are concerned, Batman has a higher percentage than most of the other characters. For
most of the people that Batman fought were pretty freaking cool.
And that's really what it is.
That's all it comes down to.
Some fought and appear in numerous different movies,
right.
Taking on everything from the X-Men, the Avengers, I mean, you name it. So there's a lot in there. But
Aquaman villains? Can you name an Aquaman villain?
I would say the Stingray based on Steve Irwin. I don't know.
I can name one only because of the movie.
The Great White Shark.
Drought?
What?
Drought?
Drought, yes. Aquaman's villain.
Yeah, very good. That's all coming up with Your Guess is as Good as Mine. And, of course, today is the day that we do our random question, 206-421-RUN.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Felicia. Random, welcome random, to the men's room.
Random. Hello.
Hola.
Felicia, welcome to the program.
We're doing great. Yeah. But I'll be honest with you, based on your name, I felt like I'm insulting you just by greeting you.
Just don't tell me bye.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Felicia, let's go with this one. We're going to start it. We're doing great. We're going to start it with celebratory times, going out and enjoying life. So we're going to start with this question here. What would you say, Felicia, is the coolest picture that you own of yourself? Everybody takes pictures nowadays. Anytime you go someplace, you got to take a picture. But it could be the fact that you're standing in front of a giant mountain, or you're on a cliff, or maybe you're with one of your favorite celebrities, a Comic-Con. What is the one picture you have with family that it's just like, you know what, man, that's a cool picture?
I have a picture in Hawaii where I'm in front of this rock that has like a heart through it with my boyfriend. So that's a really cool picture that I have.
Are you guys still together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you can still... Okay, now what if you broke up? And it's the coolest picture you have. Would you leave the picture up in your apartment?
No.
So it's only cool now.
But
it has the potential of not being cool.
If you keep pictures of you and your ex around,
it's a cool picture.
That's creepy.
No, it's about the rock.
I have identical twin sons. And I have a really cool picture where they're laying on the ground and they're like facing off, or they're like looking at me, but both of their heads like.
Oh, she's gone.
They look completely the same. Like, they look like little models.
Well, it's because they're identical.
No, I mean, you just said they're identical twins. Mm-hmm. We expect them to look the same.
Felicia, and I don't want to just... I don't want to bring this up, but I'm going to. Wouldn't it be funny if one of your sons had just a huge hog on him and the other one had like a little teeny tiny one? So it wasn't like they're exactly identical, you know what I mean?
It's the only way you can tell them apart.
Right, exactly. You got to take off the pants.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, my twin brother, he got all the penis. I got
the brains.
Exactly. I'm smart, but he's dumber than a box of rocks. But man, huge penis.
That would suck.
Oh, my gosh.
What would you take, the brains or the penis?
You know what? Take the penis.
I think I'm taking the penis.
I think I would take the penis if I was a guy, too.
Yeah, I think I want to take the penis over
right.
The brains.
We have consensus.
Could you be a doctor or have a large penis?
Take the penis.
How rich would I be? Really? That's not enough. All the reason we ask, what is the coolest picture of you? It has happened again. An Arizona woman hiking off a trail in the Grand Canyon National Park was trying to take a photo of herself when she fell backwards to her death. Maria Lopez, 59, of Scottsdale, was hiking Friday afternoon when she accidentally fell off the ridge at Mather Point. Park rangers responded and found her body about 100 feet below the point's rim. If you're wondering, yes, she crossed over a barrier. She was not supposed to be where she were. They urge visitors to stay on designated trails and walkways. Look, we don't need to tell you this, but
it's the Grand Canyon, man. I will say I would feel fairly safe at the Grand Canyon because I know I'm not one of those types that's going to wander up to the edge.
Mm-hmm. That's one I got to do. I got to see the Grand Canyon. I've never done that before. That's one that I would like to check out.
Yeah, I've only seen it from a plane.
I've seen...
Right.
How did it look from a plane?
Grand.
Did it look grand? I've been to the Waimea Canyon.
Yeah, I mean, it's impressive. I mean, it was a clear day. You were flying over, and the pilot was just like, there's the Grand Canyon.
The Waimea Canyon is pretty cool in Hawaii.
Yeah, but the Grand Canyon, like, that's the one.
Oh,
I would like to go. I know some people are more daredevil-y than me, but I'm just like, man, it's the Grand Canyon. Like, stay away from the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're telling
you. I want to do that glass walk.
Random. You said you wouldn't do that?
I would do that. Random, I would do it because I just want to do it.
I don't know. Listen, I went to Toronto a couple of years ago with the kids. There's a CN Tower, which is quite tall. You go to the top, kids at that point are like 6, 5 years old, whatever. But when you get to the very top of this, there is a part where they have the glass floor. And some people were taking their pictures on it, and I get that. My daughter's like jumping up and down on the thing, rolling around. Like she has a problem where she does not register fear.
Mm-hmm.
So she has no problem with that. And she's like, Dad, step on. I'm like, nah, dude, I'm cool. So she points on the side and it'll show like how many animals like per weight it can hold. So one of the things I want to say it was 4 killer whales. So she points at the sign, right? You know, because they're trying to reassure you. And she says, Dad, it can hold 4 killer whales. I said, baby, I want you to ask yourself, where's the 5th one? And then there's this weird quiet. I'm like, right. They put the 5th one on there.
You can't put a 5th one on.
Right. That's it.
The Needle's got a glass floor now.
I know. And I have not been to the Needle since they put in the glass floor. I don't even know if I would do that. But the CN Tower, you're almost twice as high as that. But even if you say, well, this one's only 500 feet, I don't feel any better.
I want to say the old Sears Tower, whatever they call it now in Chicago, has one.
The Willis Tower now. But I went to the Sears Tower in Chicago. It was in 1994. It's the year that O.J., on my way to Chicago is when the O.J. thing happened. I remember this, but it was World Cup, and part of it was in Chicago. And it was just this weird thing where you go to the top, and you're looking out these windows, and I had never been above a blimp. So, like, you're standing in this building, and I realize, like, there was a Fuji blimp, but it was below me. And I'm like, yeah, we need to get back down.
The Willis Tower. Named after different strokes.
Crater Lake is one, too. Like, I just have a picture of me up there, just because it's not an easy... I mean, you can get to it, but not a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Is that worth going? I mean, if I would grab the fan, okay.
It's the coolest lake I've ever seen.
Fair enough.
Right. Random. I think Tahoe was the coolest lake I've ever seen.
I was there as a child.
Just because it's blue, the water's blue.
That's what it's come to. If the water's blue, this is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's a freshwater lake.
Tahoe's beautiful. Crater Lake's just wild. You can go up there. I bet you can go up there right now. And there's still, like, snow all over the roads.
Mm-hmm. See, that doesn't appeal to me. I'm one of those people, it is summertime, I never want to be anywhere where snow is. I think it's beautiful and all that. Like, I love seeing Mount Rainier, because I'm not there.
That's why
I don't want to be there.
That's why people go to those winter vacations. I'm like, no, I don't want to go there.
I'm not.
Went to Park City.
Really?
Like, good for you.
I went to Mexico.
That's exactly it. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
All right, Cheyenne, I'm going to give you a hard hitter here, all right? And I think you can probably answer this in a positive direction. Have you ever in your life worn makeup?
Honestly, I have for like, even though I'm 34 years old, I still dig Halloween costumes. So I've done it for plenty of Halloween costumes.
Okay.
What have you dressed up as?
Let's see. I did, I was Corey Taylor from Slipknot from the All Hope Is Gone album 1 year. I was the Joker 1 year. And then 1 year I stood in the window of Hot Topic and creeped people out as Michael Myers.
That's pretty cool.
Did Hot Topic hire you to do this, or did you just make the decision to do this?
I just asked them if I could do it, and they let me do it.
So. Sweet. Okay. Which costume did was the in your mind the best as far as how you looked in?
Probably the Michael Myers one, and I just based that off of. Which one creeped people out the most. The only bad part about that was the jumpsuit, because if you had to go to the bathroom, it was a pain in the ass.
That's why he was so angry in the movies. Right. Most people don't know that.
Hello?
I can imagine that. I mean, it's something that, it's a costume I'll only do once.
Okay.
That's for sure.
The Michael Myers, like, he's just scary, too, because that mask is just odd.
The mask doesn't help. He can be the nicest guy in the world, but if you roll up in that mask, people are already uneasy.
We went down to King 5 one morning, and they have a show, New Day Northwest.
Sure.
So New Day Northwest asked us all to come down there and play a little Pictionary, and Ted drew a penis on television and all that.
An inadvertent penis. But unbelievable.
Because the lights are so hot and all that stuff, they ask if you want makeup at the beginning. But I was impressed by Ted, because Ted had done the show before.
Oh, yeah.
Ted knew his makeup game right away. So right
Gotta have it.
When the woman came up and she had her makeup, Ted's like, yeah, give me this, this, and this, and this, this. And I just kind of tried to follow along with what he said. And I was like, yeah, just give me this, this, and this.
If you're on TV without makeup, you're asking for trouble.
Especially if you're bald. That's one thing. When the woman, it's like they do your nose, right? And they, like, between your eyes, and then she's like, look, I'm going to powder your head. I'm like, you know better than me, man. Do your thing.
But I can't think of a time other than that I've worn makeup.
Even Halloween.
I was always like a football player, so I put black stuff under my eyes or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But I never really did anything. It was.
I'd say one of my most disappointing Halloweens, man, like Star Wars had come out, Kiss is on top of the world. I'm 7, 8 years old, so
I did wear Gene Simmons makeup one day.
Well, that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. My mother, and she agreed, like most parents, you are agreeable to this idea up until the moment that it actually needs to happen. So in spite of 30 days of reassuring me that she'll do Gene Simmons, first, she goes Paul Stanley, which, frankly, I never wanted to be like Paul Stanley.
It was just easier to do.
It's easier to do. Now, here is where you're kind of wrong, Miles, because Paul Stanley, he only has one thing. And so most of the members had something over each eye. He has something over one eye. It's a star. That star has 5 points. My mother gave me a four-pointed star.
A four-pointed star.
We call that a diamond. And I looked like a hooker with a black eye.
You look like...
By the time I got home, it looked like I was hooking on the side and someone beat the living hell out of me.
Reason we asked, have you ever worn makeup? Makeup for Men has finally and officially gone mainstream. CVS just announced it is stocking a line of makeup for men in about 2,000 of its stores nationwide. The brand is called Strix, as in like sticks, but with an R, Strix. They sell things like concealer. What's concealer? Concealer, anyone?
Concealer is like the
foundation kind of thing, or?
It conceals like your.
You're ugly?
Pimples? Pockmarks? Okay. I don't know what you call them.
So it's like specifically targeted.
It's like your trowel in your face. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of. You're smoothing it out. It's like putting on.
Well, no, because I would think like foundation, as I understand it, is whatever chicks just slap all over their face. And then I guess concealer is like that weird red bump they want you to stop looking at, or that ugly ass.
Oh, all right.
Okay. I'm guessing.
You're going to hit that with a concealer.
Tinted moisturizer. Tinted moisturizer.
I don't know about that.
I don't either. And face cleanser. We can all guess.
Okay,
so you wash your face with this face cleanser for men. They say, quote, we didn't just take a woman's product and slap a For Men label on it.
BS.
Our products are meticulously formulated for male skin. A survey from last year found that about one-third of men under 45 said they'd be interested in trying makeup. I will say this. I don't believe any of that crap that they try to. I truly believe, like, I bought some foot cream the other day, and it's for your feet. And then they also had hand cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe the cream knows. I don't think it has.
I'm asking that question.
I don't think it has the intelligence to know. You know what? I'm on a foot today. Or hey, I'm clearly a hand cream being used in an inappropriate way. He's putting it on his shins. There's no way in hell that the cream knows.
And listen, I've gotten that, not quite yelled at, but that look of disapproval. Like, you're using my face lotion on your elbows. I'm like, it's lotion. Like, it's face lotion. I'm like, I'm telling you, I squirt this S in my hand, and it feels just like the hand lotion.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like our soap. That's facial soap.
But I bet your this elbows smell all soap. Rosy now or something weird.
That is the problem, man. Yeah, like I mean, it's just.
Yeah, some of it does. I would say facial stuff might only have a different ingredient because it's. Because your face is greasy?
I mean.
Not yours in particular, but in general.
Oh, you're looking right at me.
People got greasy-ass faces.
Right. Yeah.
And dry
ass feet. One point in time, I came in here, it was a few years back, and my legs were all dry from something, and I'm like, I need some lotion. So I go around, and Jolene's working at the time. I'm like, hey, man, you got any lotion? She's like, yeah, I got lotion. So it smells like roses, first of all.
Of course.
I didn't realize this, how bad it was. And then I put it on, and then I realized at the end of the day, like as the day goes on, I'm looking down, there's glitter in this.
Oh,
man. You're like, I have a sheen, like a stripper sheen on my legs that smell like roses.
You got sparkly rose smell.
I will say, on the other side, I have definitely been given lotion from a woman that like I was with, and I was like, oh, this smells like a stripper.
Yeah. She's like,
not the right reaction.
Don't
not
use,
the reaction.
Don't use a lot of it, because it's really expensive. It's like, all right.
Hello, Gavin. Welcome to the men's room.
What's going on, fellas?
Hola.
Gavin, we're going to stay in the celebratory mood. Fun things happening. Let's go with this
well,
one here.
One second, Miles. One second, man. I'm not trying to kill the show, but I just wanted to say one thing, man. I've been on three times. I just wanted to say I love you guys. And also, for some reason...
Right out of the gate there. Right out of the gate.
Bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother... and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
He said you remind him of Randy Marsh.
I think he's talking about you.
I don't think he's talking about me.
I think he's talking about you.
Why do you think he thinks that you... I'm so reminiscent of Randy
I'm not
Marsh.
Sure. No.
Yeah, he's definitely talking about Thrill.
Yeah,
that's what he's talking about. Ted.
Okay.
I will say this: whenever somebody starts going off the path, like you just know.
Oh no!
Like, you know.
I've been on three times. Now I'm going to drop an F-bomb. This is going to be the first and last.
Either that, or they're going to ask a question. Like we don't want an answer.
Right. No. Exactly.
All right. Let's try it again. Here.
Random, hello, Trent. Random, welcome random, to the men's random, room. Random. Hello, Trent.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Random, all right, Trent. Welcome to the program. Random question. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, no. You guys
did. Okay, cool.
Hope you had a good fourth.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah, you as well. Glad you could still dial the phone. We'll go with this one. What would you say, Trent, is the best birthday that you've ever had? Just, I mean, top to bottom, for whatever reason, it turned out to be one of the best.
Honestly, probably this past one, because I hung out with my wife and met and had a good time.
Oh, really?
Okay. Nice.
How long have you been married?
Almost 5 years.
All right. And what did you
in October.
What did you guys end up doing?
We just hung out. She got me some cool Wazoo gear. Cooked a seafood bake.
By the way,
in a big pot.
Wazoo gear outside of the state of Washington means a butt plug. That's just
three different sizes. Man. Three different sizes, three colors. I'll let you guess.
I got some Wazoo gear. Like, oh, it's going to be like that. Okay.
Sorry, do you still have the sex on your birthday?
What's that?
Do you still have sex on your birthday?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Why do you say
that? Why'd you say
that? I didn't want it.
Is it that terrible?
My wife is looking here right at me.
Oh,
okay. You want sex for now, then. Yeah, go ahead. Sometimes you have sex on your birthday, but most of the time it just seems like as time goes on, it happens less and less frequently.
Well, sure.
The older you get, like, your chances go down.
But also, the older I get, the more you just want to be left alone. Like, if you honestly want to give me a gift, how about some silence? Because silence is at a premium, right?
Yeah. Here you go. Here's a positive, fun, happy birthday story. 22-year-old Southgate man is dead after he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into an appliance store. The victim was reportedly celebrating his birthday. For an unknown reason, he lost control of his car. He left the road airborne, slid through a planter, knocked down a telephone pole before going airborne, and at that point, he crashed into the appliance store, right through the front of the window.
Damn.
Didn't make it up.
What do you think your best birthday was? I'm told the 21st was awesome, but for the exact reason you think it was, it wasn't anything particularly special. We'd already been drinking, but all that said, I can't really remember it.
I think the one that really stuck out the most to me, it was probably 16. Right. Just based on the fact that, I'd had some beverages before I turned 21 years old, but I hadn't really driven a car.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Just the idea of having any kind of freedom, that was a big, big game changer. Not that I even had a car when I was 16 years old, but the fact
that
I
could
go and get a license, start the process, eventually I got one, but that was probably it, I would guess.
What about you?
I'm going to let you guys guess.
Your best. 21st?
No.
30th.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I turned 30, I spent 3 days at the Bunny Ranch.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That had to be a really good
man,
one.
Man, oh, man.
It's still one of the craziest experiences ever in life.
And you realize it's all downhill from
And it's been a decade since then.
It's been a decade, right. I was going to have a big party this year, but postpone until... Yeah. Right. We're going to wait one more year. So 41, I literally just talked to a buddy about his wedding this week, and I was like, yeah, you better mark off next December.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah,
man.
But yeah, 30 was great. I mean, I don't know. I like my birthday every year, but it's kind of easy because...
It's Christmas.
It's right. A bunch of people getting together, eating food.
And most people are already in a good mood.
Yeah. Right? People are generally in a happier mood around December.
Yes.
They are.
But yeah, it's not just work. But 30th, I mean, that wasn't just hooking up with the ladies. It was also eating there, working out in the gym, one of the nicest rooms I've ever been in. And then when I left, somehow I got upgraded to first class.
On the air ride? On the plane ride home?
Man.
Yes.
Do you know how?
I have no idea. And when I left, I remember I had a layover in San Francisco and then another first class flight back to Seattle. And I remember the lady next to me, she goes, "You have to be the nicest, happiest person I've ever seen on a plane."
Did you explain to her why?
No. But I will say this. She was super religious, but she did have two Miller Lights with me. She was like, "Man, you're just so much fun."
Did you jump in right away the first day? I mean, like, do you see the pool and just start ripping off your clothes and just run and jump in?
Yes,
I mean,
first night.
In the world of what you're doing there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to think 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
1-3-2.
1-3-2?
Yeah, that's how the days went.
1-3-2.
Oh, number of ladies.
Yeah. Get out of here. 5 a day?
No. 1 the first day, 3 the second, 2 the last.
Oh. That is getting done. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I've never had a birthday like that.
Not like that.
I like that birthday a lot. More than a random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK. You are listening to The Men's Room.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Check out the brand new KISW face mask available now at KISW.com. A portion of each mask sold goes to the Washington State Nurses Association. Wore it all weekend long. People are like, "Man, that is a cool mask. Where did you get that?" At KISW.com, you're helping out a great cause, the Washington State Nurses Association. This thing ain't going away. Might as well pick up a stylish mask. Might as well have three or four of them. You know what I mean? Pick up one for the mood at KISW.com. All right, here's our random question. 206-421-ROCK.
Random.
Hello, Sal.
Random,
welcome to the men's room. Random.
Sal, welcome to the program there. Let's see here. Here's a good random question for you. Sal, what would you say is your all-time favorite amusement park ride? It can be a style of ride. It can be the individual ride itself as far as the name of the coaster or whatever. But what is your favorite amusement park thing to do?
I like parking over by the beer garden and watching the kids ride the ride because I get sick on them now.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. You got, what is that, vertigo?
I just call it getting old. I used to love roller coasters, like the ones where you drop, your stomach comes out your mouth.
Yeah.
And you feel like you're about to lose all your faculties, and the fact you make it through it is that amazing feeling. But the older I get, man, I do like two or three of those. We went on vacation to somewhere in California and rode a bunch of rides. I got like five rides deep, and I had to kind of hang out by the beer garden because I was feeling nasty.
I think I'd do the same thing. Ooh, I need to hang out by the beer garden. Yeah, I'm feeling dizzy.
That sucks, though, man.
It does.
I mean, because, you know, an amusement park, and it's like, there's nothing wrong with drinking beer, but an amusement park versus a fair, like at the fair, I'll drink beer. I'm there specifically for the kids.
Right.
An amusement park, I'd be happier if they weren't with me, but if they are there, right, there's things to do, and I'm still down with roller coasters. My son hates them. I like them. My daughter likes them, but at the fair, it's the smaller one up, like Evergreen, whatever. There's this ride, I cannot remember the name, and it for me, it was the most unnerving thing ever. So my daughter wants to ride anything that's fast and looks potentially dangerous or harmful or whatever. And I'm like, sure, man, because that's how dad rolls. Well, about 3 years ago, I got on this ride with her, and I really can't explain it, but you're sitting on this large circular platform, all right, and you got the harness over you like a roller coaster, and it starts spinning around in circles, no big deal, but then you're on, like, the bottom, like a grandfather clock tick-tock thing, right? So this thing starts swinging you up higher and higher.
Like a pirate ship.
And then you get upside down. Yeah, like the pirate ship, except the pirate ship isn't also, like, spinning, right? And now my daughter, now she thinks that this is awesome, and all of her screams are pure joy. And honest to God, man, I thought I'm going to die. I'm not going to get on this ride. So got off of the ride.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to do it again. I said, you might want to ask your mom about that, because I'm not doing it, man. I'm not doing it. So then her mom gets on the ride with her, and exact same experience. So the following year, we go to the same fair. That ride is, and I'm just hoping it's not. There's the ride. She's like, Dad, let's get on. And I thought about it for like a good 10 seconds, and I said, you know what? I'm not getting out of this year, man. I said, listen, it scares the living bejesus out of it. You have fun. I will stand here and wait for you, but I'm not getting on. And I kind of felt bad because she has like that sad look in her eyes. And I'm like, I don't love you enough to get on there. That's all I'm telling
you. But I remember that as a kid, too.
What's
that? Like, you get to a certain age where you want to go on all the rides.
Everything.
Like, the parents just stop getting on the rides.
Yeah.
Did you go to Six Flags close to you? And where is that? Was that in Bowie, Maryland? Was that?
Oh, yeah. When it was Wild World.
Wild World.
Yeah.
Did you ever go there for a ride the rides or anything?
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, we went. But the big thing was a wave pool. And then.
Oh, yeah.
They only had a few rides.
Yeah.
They had the Wild one, which was an old wooden roller coaster. But then, yeah, years later, Six Flags took it over, and they had real, like, decent rides.
If you want to adult it, and we bring up all the time that if you go to Disneyland, you know, you go to California Adventure for more of the ride aspect,
sure,
as far as the real rides are concerned. But they also have, like, one or two places where you can get a beer in the California Adventure, where maybe you can at Disneyland, but I couldn't find it.
I don't think you can at Disneyland.
I don't think they have it over there.
Yeah.
But if you go to my favorite theme park, for sure, is Busch Gardens.
And it was great.
And Busch Gardens, they have one in Williamsburg, they've got one in Tampa, they've got a couple other locations. But, I mean, it's Busch, Anheuser-Busch. Mm-hmm. The entire park is built around the premise of beer. So you can't go anywhere where you can't get a beer. And then the roller coasters they put in there, like they have the Loch Ness Monster, they have the Scorpion, the Python.
But there's also a lot of vomit at these places. And I think they're very connected. The fact, you're right, it doesn't matter what ride you're at. Within 50 feet, you can go get a beer or
you can stand in line with a beer.
But there's a lot of vomit at these places. I would just say more than almost any other amusement park, there is more vomit. And I get it, because people are drinking all day and then get on these pretty badass roller coasters they've got and things come back up.
Well, in like King's Dominion, right? That was Busch Gardens.
Yeah.
Like in Virginia. They have like a almost like Epcot where you drink around the world, but it's like this old school, like, I don't know what year it's supposed to be, but it's like you go to this old school village and everybody's drinking.
Right.
But then they still have the badass rides near it, thus more puke.
Whereas
you go to Epcot, and a lot of people try to drink around the world
or whatever.
And sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. But there's no massive rides to go jump on
as soon as you're done drinking around the world.
When
you think back to some of these East Coast amusement parks, the puke is always next to a trash can. People make the effort to go to the right place, but it's just all this beer that you can drink readily, and then you get on these rides, and by the time you're done, like, I don't feel good.
Yeah, I would say roller coasters, but, I mean, I'm going to sound dated, but I used to love a Tilt-A-World.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Is that the... Hold on.
It's just, you're just in a big circle and you can mess the thing, so you swing around a lot. And then you
love that thing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to keep it positive today. I'm not going to read the story.
No, you got to read it. You brought it up. Because in this case, it wasn't her favorite. It was the first time she'd ever been on.
A woman fell to her death from a roller coaster in France as her husband desperately attempted to catch her foot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the 32-year-old mother was celebrating her 2-year-old daughter's birthday. at a amusement park 50 miles north of Paris when she was thrown from the Formula One coaster. She went over the safety bar. Her husband tried to catch her. Witnesses saw this thing go down. They basically shut off the park and closed it for the day.
So they had to shut it down.
Steve brought us that story.
Random. Saw this morning, like, wow.
That sucks.
You always
wonder when you put the harness on, though.
I always.
You're like, hey, is this thing loose on me? Is this thing all the way? Should it be tighter? Is this this?
Well, you think about it, all right? So the roller coasters you get on now, a lot of times, you, like, pull a bar down, and this thing's right up you. Then there's a thing that goes over your shoulder. And before you take off, some underpaid 60-year-old kid goes by and gives the bar
good
a yank, right? And that is all systems go. That's all you need.
Like NASA.
But before that, it's just like NASA. You guys cool in there? Yeah, I guess. All right. But before that, you got on those old wooden roller coasters. It was like that nylon strap. They just kind of buckled in front. Like,
yeah.
I cannot believe more people not just throwing the hell out of those roller coasters.
Dude, the crazy thing is with the bar, right? Like, years ago, I was in Disney World. So it's me and my uncle on the Tower of Terror, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which basically is just like one of those ones that goes up and
down. Makes you feel like you drop.
Right. Because it does.
Because you do.
It drops. But, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? I was probably like 300 pounds at this point. So I'm much bigger than my uncle. So the bar won't go over my thighs nearly as much. So like when you see him and we're next to each other in this picture, I mean, he is off the seat. And right, like
under the harness.
Right. Just like, man, I'm glad he didn't die.
That's why I feel my kids now.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, they're so, like, my daughter's so skinny. I'm like, man, she's going to slide out of this goddamn thing and die. But she hasn't, which is good. Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Half a day.
Hola.
Josh, welcome to the random question. We're doing great. How are you doing?
All right.
Okay. I'm going to give you this one. Have you ever dated someone, Josh, who was a little bit kinky?
Pretty much. Yes.
Okay. And if you don't mind
pretty much
asking,
all of them.
What was the person's first name only?
Malaya.
Malaya the Slayer.
It's right there in the name, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And how long did you guys go out?
2 or 3 years.
All right. Is this the only time that you've been with someone who kind of fit that description?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay.
Do you miss her?
Hell no.
Oh. Why not? No, just a little bit too much to deal with or what?
Not really. There's a rumor spreading around saying I'm the one that's doing the cheating and such.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Typically, the one spreading that is the one who's active participant in the... In the rumor. Okay. Well, the reason we asked if you ever dated someone who's kinky, an online sex store, they just released the results of a study where they looked at all of their products that they have. They picked out the kinky products, and then they looked at the names of the people who bought their kinkiest products to figure out which names bought the most kinky stuff. So by name alone... they figured out.
If
you're a kinky person or not. Somebody like Laura or whatever might just buy, I don't know, something basic, where another girl buys a sex swing or another guy buys something, you know, but a little bit stranger. So here you go. Here
poor Laura.
Let's see here.
Why are we ripping on Laura?
She's not on here. The study also found that kinky sex toy sales are way up during the pandemic. So
you don't say.
As of May, sales had more than doubled from last year. So for men, here are your 10 kinkiest names. We start with Charlie.
All right.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike.
Yeah.
Ryan, Scott, Joe, David, Brandon, Sam, Fred, and Jordan. I guess if you're Fred, you got to pull some all out the stuff.
Hey, the one Fred I'm thinking of, I bet he parties.
Is that right?
That was
his actual first name.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get the feeling you're probably onto something.
Okay. And for the women, the 10 kinkiest names are Jessica, Liz, Hannah, Sarah with an H, Karen, Alicia, Lily, Lisa, Louise, and Sophia.
Louise, huh?
Louise. Those are the names that bought the kinkiest products online for both men
and women. I think that's great. It's just, you know, certain names evoke a certain response. You know, Karen has a whole thing with her right now, but like Louise is not the name I think of when I'm thinking, oh, yeah.
I didn't even know there were still people named Louise.
Fred and Louise. If you said Fred and Louise are coming over, you said we have new neighbors, their names are Fred and Louise. Based on their research of the sex toy thing, they'd be very different than what I picture in my mind.
They
picture
that couple in the hot tub on Saturday Night Live.
They'd have the swinging conversation.
My lover.
Yeah. Hello, lover.
Don't mind when I kiss her passionately in front of you.
Random.
All right, Fred.
You got it, buddy.
Do your thing. Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Tyler, welcome to the program.
What's going on today, guys?
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff going on today.
Just random ass.
Yeah, man. All right, Tyler, let's see this. What offer have you had? Could be a professional offer as far as a job, maybe a social opportunity, a chance to move, chance to go out with somebody. But what have you turned down that maybe either you regret or you're like, well, that is one of those things at the time. What did you end up turning down?
What have I turned down? Oh, golly. That's a tough one. I would have to say, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, I mean, concerts, going on a road trip with your friends.
I was in Ocean City with a couple of buddies. We were in a duplex, and then the duplex next to us were six chicks from Allentown, Pennsylvania, for reasons I cannot explain.
I regret not having sex with those six chicks.
Yeah, so I get back to my dishwashing gig at Chi Chi's.
No, I regret not going to Ocean Shores with my grandma.
What happened in Ocean Shores?
Yeah. It was just a family trip, but I regretted. I stayed home just to get high.
Okay, all right.
Is Meemaw still part of the picture, or is she gone?
No, she has passed away last year.
Oh, last year. How long ago was the Ocean Shores trip?
The Ocean Shores trip was 3 years ago.
And was that her last major vacation?
That was, yes, that was.
All right.
When you say get high, I mean, are you talking about smoking some weed or like?
I'm smoking some weed, drinking some beer, some 211 to be in fact.
Okay. Oh. How old were you at the time?
I was 25.
That seems like the right window where you start turning down a family vacation.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a stupid vacation to turn down.
No, of course. I mean, but then again,
you don't know that.
You don't
at
know
the
people
time.
Are going to. Right. You generally don't. Like, almost every human being, I can guarantee you, has a story like that with some family member.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, look, just look at the pandemic, right? I joke around with, like, I would have treated February a lot different.
We all would have.
We'd have taken all of our vacation time in 1 month.
Yeah.
Have you ever turned
been
down?
Locked up for way too long.
Have you ever turned down a job that maybe could have worked out for you?
I mean, who knows? I've never turned down a job. Absolutely not.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, sometimes when you have a job, that's more than likely your chance of getting a different job. So sometimes you just get an offer for a job.
Yeah, I've turned down one job, and I turned it down only I wanted to get out of the restaurant industry. I was getting there. I'm working part time in radio, so it's getting maybe 11 hours a week in radio, but still working at a restaurant full time. Then I decided, you know, F this. I'm just going to make the leap of faith. I'm just going to cut down the restaurant, take my economic beating as a result of this, and try to figure it out with radio. And then this guy that we know, Damian Bohager, he gives me a call about a month later and says, look, man, I know these people who are constructing a new restaurant. This is what they want to do. Anyway, I've told them about you. The head chef job's yours if you want it. Now, make no mistake, I don't want to be the head chef. I want to get out of restaurants.
Ted, did you hear this? I didn't want to be the head chef.
Well, that's why I have to tell
you. That's why Ted is there. No. But at this point, now keep in mind, I'm making, $10 an hour, 11 hours a week. That's what I'm getting in radio. So times are hard. They're offering me $60,000 to take the job. So at that point, thought about it for like 4 days, and I was like, man, I cannot believe I'm going to say this, but no.
Well, the reason we asked what to offer professionally or socially, have you turned down? The Beatles almost got back together, believe it or not, in 1976, 6 years after they broke up, but their reunion was prevented by an interesting scenario. According to Ringo Starr, a promoter offered them the equivalent of about $250 million in today's money, and the four of them talked about it and getting back together. Quote, we called each other to see what we thought. We decided not to do it because the opening act was something that we weren't interested in, so we thought no. It might sound crazy, but there was some truth to this story. According to an Old People magazine article from 1976, the promoter's name was Bill Sargent, and he made the offer. But after the Beatles turned him down, he decided to concentrate on his next project, in which an Australian diver named Wally Gibbons would, quote, fight to the death with a 14-foot, 2,500-pound killer shark in a lagoon off Western Samoa. The reason the Beatles turned this promotion down and this offer of $250 million is because the opening act was a guy fighting a shark. So they thought it wouldn't be a good idea.
I don't know, man. I mean, look, if you came to me and said, all right, guys, it's not just $250 million that we split. Real cool. World's going to watch a dude fight a shark. I mean, if you could have led with that before you got to the money, and you'd have known, like, hey, scratch it on a piece. Mm-hmm. Offer them $100 million because dude is excited about watching the guy fight a shark. I'm in.
If it's 8 o'clock tonight, I'm like, hey man, look, I don't know what you're doing, but 8 o'clock, I got to watch this thing. So yeah. I would go home and watch a guy wrestle a shark because I can't imagine what.
I'm just interested on that, like how it worked. Like, how would it work? How do you get the shark to, like, attack him, and then he's got to fight him? I mean, in the end, the shark's going to win.
The shark's going to win. There's no doubt about it. So what they're saying is, hey, have you ever seen a human being get eaten by a shark? That's really what this would be.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
And again, I'm kind of in. Like, general rule, if I'm on vacation, you can call me about work. I'm not going to answer the phone. I just don't. It's what vacation is. If you call me and said, look, you should really call back because there's a dude fighting a shark. I'm going to return your call now.
Yeah, that's random, a text you sent.
How do you turn that
discovery
down?
Discovery right now. Random, dude fighting a shark.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I will say, I don't know that would have been the best lead into a fun concert, though.
Yeah, but that's up to the fans to figure out.
It is.
Hello, Jeb. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jeb, welcome to the show. And random question. Let's see here, Jeb. Let's go with this one. This is a good one. What new thing have you done or tried since the lockdown? Maybe it's something you used to do. You just kind of got back into it. Maybe it's a brand new thing. But either way, you decided, you know what, I got time.
Well, I've been drinking a lot.
Okay. Did you drink a lot before?
Yeah. No, not really.
Okay.
Not really. A lot of partying.
You've been doing more partying now.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is this solo, or are you social distancing? What's the deal?
I mean, it's just like a couple people. I've been listening to the podcast, and Thrill was talking about going camping and just getting wasted.
Yeah.
And that's been my weekends. So Thrill had a good idea with that.
All right. Okay.
Inspiring genius.
Did you normally camp a lot?
No, not once.
Okay.
When alcohol's involved, it's a little bit more.
All right, well, there's the answer to the question.
A little more motivation.
You're camping, and now you're drinking more.
Have you been trying different forms of alcohol, though?
Y'all have bootleggers?
What is bootleggers?
Maybe.
Is it like a fortified wine?
No, it's like a, I don't know, it's like a liquor.
Bootleggers.
But dude, they.
It's not Johnny Bootlegger.
Hello, Johnny Bootlegger.
It probably doesn't have anything on
them. Okay. Well, hey, whatever gets you there.
I've gone through that phase.
What's that?
So, right, like, I don't know if that's what he's talking about, but, like, we used to drink, I think we did it once, literally, this stuff called Johnny Bootlegger, right?
Yeah.
So they sell in, like, corner stores. So it's like a fortified wine, but it's not really a liquor.
All right.
So I may have gotten in the habit on Fridays of finding these plastic bottles of Smash.
Smash.
Yeah, and me and another friend became the Smash Bros. But after we did this 2 weekends in a row, we were like, I don't know what's in this stuff, but it's not good. I mean, the hangover seems worse.
Reason we asked, what new thing have you done or tried during or since the lockdown? A guy lost his job in Atlanta, Georgia, but he was a Pittsburgh native. Well, he arrived at Point State Park July 4th after biking all the way home from Atlanta. Chad Koval was inspired to take his trip after he lost his job due to the pandemic and wanted to spread joy and encouragement to others. He now is living in Georgia. Started on June 11th, and during his 24-day trip, he averaged about 130 miles per day.
Damn.
With only 4 days off to rest, Koval said he has never trained for anything like this and doesn't really ride a bike. Before this all started, he said he hadn't ridden his bike for 10 years. Just decided, you know what? I might as well do something with it.
All right.
He rode his bike home to Pittsburgh to see his family. More of the random question coming up. 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.